of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
I'd like to wish one and all a very blessed Christmas as well.
我也希望祝贺各位呢，圣诞蒙福。
The text for tonight is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7.
那么今天的讲题的经文呢，是取自以赛亚书第九章第六到七节。
Isaiah was a prophet of God.
以赛亚是神的先知。
He lived about 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他是在这个主耶稣基督出世之前700年呢，活在那个年代的。
He ministered in a time very similar to ours today.
那么他当时的这个年代呢，跟我们今天的年代是非常相似的。
He ministered during the time when Israel was about to be destroyed.
那么当时呢，以色列呢即将被毁灭。
Our world is about to be destroyed.
那我们的世界呢也即将被毁灭。
Look at the governments that we have ruling our countries today.
那么我们来看今天各国的这些领导人。
We live in very perilous times.
我们所居住这样的一个环境呢，是非常危险的一个环境。
The trouble that we experience through terrorism will increase.
我们面对这个恐怖威胁呢，是越来越加剧了。
It never existed 20 years ago.
那么二十年前呢，完全没有这个恐怖的威胁。
But it will remain, and it's not going to go away.
但是呢，现在我们面对这样的威胁，而且它会继续的存在，不会被去除。
We thank God that Singapore has been kept safe thus far.
我们感谢神呢，到目前为止，新加坡还是安全的。
But our government already warned us that it's not a matter of if, but when.
但是我们的政府呢，已经警戒我们的人民说，这个恐怖袭击呢是迟早的事。
And governments of the world are not able to stop such terrorist acts.
那么这个世界的领袖们呢，他们没有办法来阻止这个恐怖袭击。
Because this is not like the wars of the First and Second World Wars.
那么这个恐怖袭击呢，并不像第一和第二次世界大战。
These enemies do not wear any uniform.
因为这些敌人呢，并没有穿上制服。
You do not know where they come from.
你也不知道他们从何而来。
They are found all over the world.
因为他们遍布全世界。
We live in very dangerous and perilous times indeed.
我们的确居住在一个非常危险的环境里。
Whenever a child is born into this world, we hope that this child will become someone who can help us.
那么每当一个婴儿呢诞生在这个世界，我们都希望这个婴儿呢未来能够帮助我们。
Will there come someone who is able to help fix the problems we have on this earth?
有一天会不会有这样的一个人诞生，能够来帮助我们解决这个世界的问题呢？
Many have come, many have tried.
很多人呢来到这个世界，很多人呢也尝试了。
No one has succeeded.
但是没有一个人成功。
No matter how we may try to unite nations together, there will always be a few opposing forces.
不管我们如何的来团结这个世界，总是会有一些敌对的人。
Well, what about the United Nations, you might think?
那你可能会说，联合国呢又扮演着怎么样的角色？
We know the United Nations is not very united.
因为我们知道这个联合国呢，实际上他们也并不团结。
It's only united in name.
他们只是在名义上是联合的。
But not in reality.
但是事实上却不然。
Do you know how many babies are born every year?
你知道每一年呢有多少婴儿诞生在这个世界吗？
According to the Ecology Global Network,They say that there are 131.4 million babies born a year.
那么根据那个全球生态网络呢，他们的数据显示呢，每一年呢有1,340,000个婴儿诞生。
You think there will come a point in time where there will be one special birth of one particular person who will help fix the world's problem?
你认不认为说就在这些婴儿当中呢会有一个呢可以帮助我们来解决这个世界的问题
That's about 360,000 births a day
如果算每一天的话呢就是36万
15,000 births per hour
那每一个小时呢就有15,000个婴儿诞生
That's a big number
这个数目是非常大的
That means by the time we finish this service 15,000 babies would be born.
也就是说，我们今天结束我们的赞美会的时候呢，这个世界上呢有了这个15,000个新的婴儿。
Could there come someone who will help us, give us a world that is good and great and peaceful?
那么他们当中是不是有一个呢，能够帮助我们解决这个世界的问题，给我们一个比较平安的和平的这个世界呢？
Because with good government, with a good leader, maybe your life and my life.Maybe better.
那有一个好政府，有一个好的政府和好的领袖的话，或者我们的生活会比较好过。
The economies of the world are all intertwined.
我们知道这个世界的经济呢，都是互相牵连在一起的。
It is reported that the year 2017 will be a very difficult year for our economy.
那么据报道呢，在2017年呢，我们的这个国家的经济呢，会非常的就是面对很多的挑战。
Are you afraid?
你是否感到害怕呢
？For yourself and for your family.
是否为自己和自己的家人感到害怕呢
？Are you afraid about your job?
你是不是害怕失去工作呢
？Your future.
你的未来呢
？What about death?
那么死亡呢
？Are you afraid to die?
你是不是害怕死呢？
Christmas is a time of great celebration and merrymaking.
那么圣诞节已经成了这个举国就是整个世界全球的人都在欢庆，然后欢庆的一个节日。
Moments like this give us a slight reprieve from thinking about death, because that's the reality of life.
那么这样欢庆的日子呢，让我们暂时忘却了死亡。
Again, we live in perilous times.
我要再一次重申，我们活在一个非常危险的时代。
Just as Israel lived in very perilous times.
就像以色列一样，他们也活在一个非常危险的时代。
Because Isaiah ministered in the time when he will see the destruction of Israel.
因为以赛亚的年代呢，以赛亚会见证这个以色列的灭亡。
But before that destruction came, God gave them hope.
但是在以色列被灭亡之前呢，神赐给他们希望。
Just like before your life ends, there is a God in heaven who wants to give you that same hope.
那么就好像你的生命结束之前呢，我们在天上的父也要给你这样的一个希望，一个盼望。
And so he tells us tonight, just as Isaiah said to the congregation in his days, for unto us a child is born.
就好像以赛亚当年呢对以色列所说的一样，今天我们的神要告诉我们，因有一婴孩为我们而生。
This child is special.
这个婴孩是非常特别的。
We know that he is a male because the next part says, "For unto us a son is given."
我们知道这个婴孩是个男婴，因为接下来呢这一节告诉我们有一子赐给我们。
What is so special about this son?
那么这个婴孩有什么特别之处呢
？Well, this son, the Bible said.Will have a government upon his shoulder.
那么这个圣经告诉我们呢，这个婴孩呢，政权必担在这个婴孩的肩头上。
That means he will be a ruler.
也就是说，他是一个掌权者。
He will set up his own government.
他会有自己的政权。
A government means he will govern.
也就是说，他会统治。
Will it be just a government of a particular locality, or will it be a government of the whole earth?
那么是某一个国家某个地区的这个统治者呢，还是全世界的统治者呢
？But before God talks about the government in verse 7, God talks about the governor, the one who governs.
那么在神谈到这个政权之前呢，他在第六节告诉我们的是这个统治者本身。
What is he like?
那么他是一个怎样的统治者呢
？Well, his name shall be called Wonderful.
那么他的名将称为奇妙。
That means full of wonder.
也就是说充满了奇妙的事。
That means he's able to do a lot of wonderful things.
也就是他能够行许多奇妙的事情。
What things would you want done in your life?
那么你希望你的生命中能够有什么事情是可以就是完成的呢
?You want health?
比如说你希望得到这个健康。
This child can do it.
那么这个婴孩呢他就可以让你得到健康。
Because when he walked on this earth, he healed everyone.That was brought to him who was sick.
因为他降世为人，活在这个世界上的时候呢，他医治了每一个来到他跟前的这个病人。
Blind people were given sight.
瞎子呢得看见。
Lame people were given strength to walk again.
瘸腿的呢能够行走。
Those who can't speak were given ability to speak. Those who can't hear were able to hear.
聋哑的人呢，他们又可以说话，又可以听见了。
He even raised people from the dead.
他甚至 把人从死里复活。
Nothing could stop him from doing his wonderful works.
没有什么是可以阻止他行奇妙的事的。
What about those who were possessed by devils?
那么那些被鬼附的呢？
He even healed them as well.
他也医治了他们。
There is no one more powerful than him.
没有人比他更有大能。
No disease he could not heal.
他能够医治所有的疾病。
Isn't that a wonderful child, wonderful king?
你看这个婴孩，这个王，难道不奇妙吗？
Do you not want this person to be part of your life?
难道你不希望这个婴孩能够成为你生命中的一部分吗？
He can tonight.
那么今天他可以做到这点。
Not only that, the Bible says he's also called counselor.
那么圣经也告诉我们，他的名也称为策士。
That means all the wisdom and knowledge of this earth and this whole universe is in him.
也就是说呢，这世界所有的智慧呢，都集于他的身上。
He knows all things.
他知道一切。
When this child grew up and walked on this earth.There were many enemies who tried to trip him.
那么当这个婴孩呢长大成人活在这个世界的时候呢有很多人呢要来就是来要使他要来使他跌倒。
They tried to make him fall because they gave him impossible scenarios to solve.
他们就给他出了非常的难的这些问题呢要他去解决。
But he solved every single one of them.
但是呢，这个婴孩呢，这个长大后呢，他却能就是解决所有的这些问题。
There was nothing on this earth he did not know.
在这个世界上呢，他是无所不知的。
He is full of knowledge.
他是充满着这个智慧的。
And he's able to apply every knowledge to every situation in life.
不管就是在生命中面对怎样的情况呢，他都能够应用他的智慧。
You have issues in your life, problems in your life that you cannot solve, no answer to.
那你的生命当中是不是有一些没有办法解决的问题，没有办法找到答案的这个问题呢？
This child that was born prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, he could answer all of them.
那么以赛亚所预言会诞生在我们当中的这个婴孩呢，他能够解决你所有的问题。
He is also known as the mighty God.
那么这个婴孩呢，他也被称为全能的神。
There is nothing that he could not do.
没有什么是他不能做的。
There is no power that can stop him.
也没有什么是能够阻止他的。
Whatever he wants done will definitely be done.
那他要做的事呢，就必定会成就。
He is God Almighty.
他是全能的神。
No calamity could prevent him from doing his work.
这个世界没有任何的灾害呢，能够阻止他行他的工作。
He could calm storms.
他可以使这个暴风雨呢平静。
He just speak and storms would just simply disappear instantaneously.
他只需要说一句话呢，这个暴风雨呢就会立即就是平静了。
There are natural disasters all over the world.
这个世界呢有许许多多的这个天灾。
Man is helpless against these natural forces.
那么面对天灾呢，人呢总是无助的。
If there is a super typhoon or a super cyclone.Man can only warn other people to flee and run and hide.
那如果要吹袭这个台风或者飓风的话呢，我们人呢只能够去快点警戒其他的人去躲藏。
Man cannot do anything to stop it.
因为人是没有办法来阻止这些台风或飓风
的。Man can't even slow it down, not even the slightest.
甚至没有能力呢去就是使这些飓风停息的。
This child could.
但是这个婴孩却可以。
He is the mighty God.
因为他是全能的神。
Are there problems in your life that you cannot resolve?
那么你的生命中是不是有无法解决的问题呢？
I'm sure there are many of them.
我相信你的生命中有很多这类问题。
No matter how hardworking you are, you know that if there is a collapse in the economy, your company goes bust, you are without a job.
不管你多么努力工作，你知道如果经济萧条不景气的话呢，然后你的公司倒闭的话呢，你肯定就会失去工作了。
But God could solve all problems.
但是神能够解决我们一切的问题。
He is also called the everlasting Father.
他也被称为永在的父。
What it actually means is he is the Father of eternity.
也就是他是永恒的父。
That means your day of birth and where you go after death it's all in his hands.
也就是说，你出生的那一天呢，直到你死后的去处呢，都掌握在他的手里。
You mean he controls which century I'm born in and which citizen of each country I'm going to be born in? Yes.
那你或许会问，难道他掌控着我会出生在什么国家，我会出生在什么年代吗？是的，他掌控一切。
He controls the eternity of every single human being.
他掌控着每一个人类的永恒。
And finally, he's known as the Prince of Peace.
而最后，他也被称为和平的君。
He will bring peace.
他会把和平带到这个世界。
Peace amongst all men.
把和平带到所有的人类当中。
Peace between men and God.
使人和神和好。
Isn't this a wonderful, wonderful child?
难道这不是一个非常奇妙的婴孩吗？
Out of the billions of babies born into this earth since the beginning of time, no one is like this child.
从起初到现在，所有已经诞生在这个世界的婴孩呢，没有一个人是像他一样的。
And he will have his own government.
而他会有拥有自己的政权。
And he will do all the wonderful acts. He will be powerful, and he will control eternity.
那么他是他可以行许多奇妙的事，他是全能的，他也掌控着永恒。
Is this not what you're looking for in your life?
这难道不是你一生中所要寻求的吗？
Is this not what you're trying to create for yourself by your hard work?
这难道不是你希望通过努力所创造的吗？
Is it not true that you think that with lots of money you can create for yourself an environment that will give you the peace that you need?
难道你不认为说自己努力的工作，有了财富，能够使自己能够活在这个平安里面吗？
You think that if I make myself into a multi-millionaire, I'm going to shield myself and my family and my loved ones with an environment that will be safe and secure all the days of their lives?
你可能会认为说，只要靠着自己的财富呢，就可以为自己和家人营造这样的一个环境，非常平安的环境，不受外界干扰的环境。
How many billionaires lost their billions during the last major recession?
但是这个世界上有多少这个百万富翁呢？在最后一次的，就是上一次的这个经济萧条的时候呢，他们失去了他们的财富。
Even if you are the richest man on earth and you surround yourself and your whole family with all the wealth and the money you need, but there is one thing you cannot prevent.
即便你是这世界最有财富的人呢，你用你的财富呢，围绕着来保护你自己和你的家人呢，但是有一件东西是你没有办法阻止的。
That one thing you cannot prevent while you are alive on this earth is your death.
你无法在你活着的时候呢，阻止的东西就是死亡。
No matter how powerful you are, how rich you are, how secure you are by surrounding yourself with all kinds of military might.
不管你拥有多少权力，不管你拥有多少财富，不管你的身边有多少的这些军事力量可以保护你，你都没有办法阻止死亡。
You know you will still die.
你知道你一定会死。
But if you are part of this government of this child that Isaiah prophesied, you will not die because eternity is in his hands.
但是如果你属于以赛亚所预言的这个婴孩所拥有的这政权的一部分呢，如果你属于这个政权的话呢，你是不会死的。
And even if you leave this world, he says you will be in heaven.
那么即便有一天你离开了这个人间呢，他告诉你说你会到天堂去。
This belongs to everyone who is part of his government.
那么所有属他政权的人呢，都能够拥有这样的盼望。
Because with a ruler who governs in this manner, it will be a reality.
因为如果我们有这样的一个统治者呢，这样的一个盼望呢，就会成为事实。
Remember, he is the mighty God.
我们要记得他是全能的神。
Nothing can stop him from turning this into a reality.
没有什么是能够阻止他使这样的一个盼望成为事实的。
This is something that you long for and hope for and you will never get except through this child.
那么我们一直期待得到这样的一个盼望，但是我们没有办法靠自己的能力去得到，除了就是借着这个婴孩。
You know you can't achieve this.
我们知道我们没有办法靠着自己去争取。
And you may have been trying for most of your life to attain this, and you have failed. You know that.
或许你已经花了大半生来争取这样的一个盼望，但是你也知道你失败了。
Every time you fall sick, you know, and you are reminded. of your helplessness.
每一次你病倒的时候呢，你就会被再一次提醒呢，你是多么的无助。
And you're so afraid of the news when the doctor tells you of the fact that you have just been stricken with a terminal illness.
那么你非常害怕呢，医生会告诉你说你患上了这个啊癌症。
You may go for your annual checkup.
你可能会每年呢都会去做常年的健康检查。
Are you not nervous and afraid?
难道你每次去做检查的时候心里不担心吗
?What the results might be?
不担心那个检查的结果吗
?You might be well last year, but what about this year?
那么去年你可能是健康的那么今年呢
?What about the next year?
明年呢
?Would there ever come a point in my time, in my life, where the news would be, you have only a few more months to live?
那么会不会有一天我去做健康检查的时候呢医生告诉我说我只有几个月的寿命呢
?And then now you are bombarded by all the statistics.
那么现在你看到的就是所有的这些数据。
What is the percentage of women getting this cancer or that cancer? Men getting that cancer or this cancer?
比如说女性和男性患上某种癌症的这个几率有多少巴仙率
？This child can take away all these that make you frightened and afraid.
那么这个婴孩呢，能够使你所有的这些恐惧呢消失。
But he is God, that's why he could.
因为他是神，所以他能够这么做。
You are not, that's why you can't.
你不是神，所以你没有办法这么做。
But look at his government.
但是我们来看他的政权。
His government will increase.
他的政权会加增无穷。
Will you belong to this government?
你是否属于这个政权呢
？Will you be part of this government?
你是否属于他的这个政权
的一部分呢 ？This government will give you the peace that you long for in your heart, that you know you never can have.By yourself.
这个政权呢会赐给你呢你心里一直期待但得不到的这个平安。
Because there are so many things in your life you cannot fix and you cannot control. You know that.
因为你知道你的生命中呢有很多东西是不在你掌控当中也不是你能够解决的。
You're most afraid of death.
你也最害怕的就是死亡。
You heard about the accident in AYE just last week?
那你应该听说上个星期在这个亚伊拉惹快速公路所发生的这个车祸。
You heard about a young man who was killed in that accident.
你也应该知道，就是在这起车祸当中，有一个年轻人去世了。
Do you know that there was a bus that was involved in that accident? It was our bus.
那你知道在这起车祸当中也涉及一辆巴士，而这辆巴士呢就载着我们的这个会友。
Young people were in that bus on their way to Calvary Jaya for the YF camp.
那么这辆巴士呢载着我们的少年人呢要去马来西亚参加这个营会。
We can't control all these things.
这些都不是在我们掌控当中的。
You can't control these things.
你也没有办法掌控这一切。
By God's grace and mercy, we thank God our young people were kept safe.
靠着神的恩典和怜悯呢，我们感谢神呢，他保守了我们的少年人。
We thank God for the blessed camp.
我们也
that God gave to them.
感谢神呢，给了他们一个蒙福的这个营会。
We thank God that God brought all of them safely back home.
我们也感谢神呢，把他们呢安全的带回我们的回家。
We need a government.A governor who can give us the kind of peace that this world cry for but can never get.
我们需要这样的一个统治者，这样的一个政权呢，能够赐给我们这个世界所追求但是永远得不到的这个平安。
And this government has no end.
而且这个政权呢是永恒的。
It will go on and on and on. It will never be replaced or be superseded by anyone.
它会持续下去，也不会被任何的政权所取代。
That's what it says in verse 7.
这是第七节所说的。
And it will be upon the throne of a man called David.
而且这个政权呢是建立在这个大卫的宝座上
的。David was a very good king of Israel.
那么大卫是以色列一个非常好的君王。
That means this child will come from the lineage of David.
也就是说呢，这个婴孩呢，他会从这个大卫成为这个他是属这个大卫的后裔的。
It will be based upon his kingship and kingdom.
那么这个婴孩所建立的政权呢，是在这个大卫的宝座上的。
And upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it.
那么他就会在这个大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
And it will be a kingdom that will be ruled with a judgment that is just and right perfectly.
而且这个国呢是以公平公义的。
Every sinner will be judged accordingly.
那每一个罪人呢，都会根据他所行的事情呢，来接受审判。
There will be no mistake.
是当中是没有错误的。
And this will continue forever and ever.
而这一切呢，会继续持续下去。
Because this governor this child that is going to be born from the time of Isaiah will never die.
因为这个以赛亚所预言的这个婴孩呢，他是不会死的。
He will never change.
他也是不变的。
What is described about him in verse 6 will be exactly what he will be, continuously, constantly, forever.
那么第六节对他的形容呢，也就表示说他接下来会持续永远的是奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
That means the government that he will form that will cover the face of this earth will also be exactly like his character.
那么他所在这里所建立的这个政权呢，也是符合他的这个这个个性的。
This is not a dream.
这不是一个梦想。
This is not wishful thinking.
这也不是一个我们奢望的一个。
This is reality, dear friends.
这是事实。
This can become your reality.
这是能够成为你的事实。
The name and identity of this child is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
那么这个婴孩的名字，这个婴孩的身份呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督了。
700 years after this prophecy was made, Jesus Christ was born.
那么在这个预言，在以赛亚预言700年之后呢，主耶稣基督诞生了。
He was born differently from us.
那么他的降生呢，是和我们不一样的。
You and I are born of human father and human mother.
那我们是借着人父人母所生的。
Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
但是耶稣呢，是借着童女玛利亚所生的。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵的大能。
What it means is simply this.
意思就是。
You and I never existed until we begin to exist in our mother's womb.
我们在就是我们在我们母亲的胎里面成型之前呢，我们是不存在的。
And then after that, we will continue to exist forever and ever.
然后我们出生之后呢，我们就会永远的存在。
You and I are eternal beings from now onwards.
因为从这一刻开始呢，我们是永远存在的这个人类。
The Lord Jesus Christ already existed before he was inside the Virgin Mary's womb.
但是主耶稣基督呢，他在这个玛利亚的这个胎盘里面之前呢，他已经存在了。
Remember his name, part of it is the Mighty God.
因为我们要我们是否记得，我们要记得就是他的名字呢，的意思就是全能的神。
He already existed in heaven.
他已经存在于天堂了。
Where there is no sin, no death, no disease, no evil, only perfection and holiness.
那么天堂呢是没有罪的。他是非常完全完美的。
Then you may ask, why would you want to become a man? Why would you want to be born?
那你或许会问说，为什么耶稣基督要成为一个人？为什么要降生在这个世界呢？
Because the world is such a terrible, terrible place.
因为这个世界是一个非常可怕的世界。
Full of sinners.
这个世界充满了许多的罪人。
Full of deaths.
充满了死亡。
You know how many people die every year?
你知道每年有多少人死去吗？
55.3 million.
就是有每一年有5.53 亿人死亡。
More than 6,000 an hour.
也就是说，每一个小时呢，有超过6,000人死亡。
Why would he want to come?
那为什么他要来到这个世界呢
？Would you want to come down from heaven, a perfect, blissful, wonderful place, and come down to this earth?
那么如果是你的话，你愿意离开这么美好的一个天堂这样的一个环境来到这个世界吗？
We want to leave this earth and go to heaven, not the other way around.
我们多么希望离开这个世界去到天堂啊。
But Jesus did it.
但是耶稣却这么做了。
Because God the Father loved you and me.
因为我们的父神呢，爱你也爱我。
Because God the Father wants to see you in heaven.
我们的父神呢，希望在天堂里面看到我们。
But as long as you and I remain in our sin, God knows that when we die in our sin, we will end up in hell, not in heaven, and we can't go to heaven.
但是如果你和我呢，继续的活在我们的罪里的话呢，神知道，我们也知道，就是说我们死后呢，是不可能上到天堂去的。
Because when we die in our sin, we remain sinners forever.
因为如果我们死在罪里的话呢，我们永远就是罪人。
And in heaven, no sinners can dwell in heaven.
而没有一个罪人呢，能够去到天堂。
And therefore, the only way you can go to heaven is for your sins to be removed.
所以你要上天堂的唯一方式呢，就是要去除你的罪。
How to get rid of sin in your life and in my life?
那要怎么样就是 去除我们生命中的罪呢？
They're all so steep and deep in sin.
我们的罪多么的可怕，多么的深刻。
Our thoughts are constantly thinking of sinful things.
我们的心怀意念呢，时刻都是在想一些邪恶的东
西。Our hearts are constantly filled with sinful motives, selfish.
我们的心里呢，有许多非常自私、邪恶的动机。
And these are expressed by our lips and our writings.
然后通过我们所书写的，我们口里所表达的出来。
And of course, we can't leave out the deeds that we do.With our sinful hands.
当然，我还有我们充满罪的手所行的这些恶事。
And the places that these sinful feet will bring us to.
我们充满罪的这双脚呢，带我们去了很多邪恶的地方。
And our whole body is soaked in sin. How can such a sinner enter heaven?
我们整个身体都沉浸在罪里面，这样的人怎么可以去到天堂呢？
Can I use money to buy my way into heaven?
我能够用钱来买这个上天堂的这个入门吗？
What money do you have that you can give to God that He does not already own?
那么你所拥有的钱实际上也是属于神的。
God's heaven is made with streets of gold.
我们知道这个天堂呢，神的天堂呢，这个街道都是用这个黄金打造的。
Just as our cities are made of streets of black useless tar.
就好像我们的这个我们的国家呢，我们的这个道路呢，都是用这些没有用的这些石灰所造成的。
You want to give gold to God and buy yourself into heaven?
你要给神黄金，然后希望能够就是能够上天堂吗？
You might as well go out to the streets and dig up some of this black tar and stone, and then give to the bank and say this is money.
你倒不如去把这些石灰挖出来，然后去银行告诉他们说这些石灰都是值钱的。
But what about my good works?
那你或许会问，我所做的这些好事、善功呢？
But if I feed the poor, I build orphanages.
我建了这些儿童院，我帮助了那些贫困的人。
What kind of hands do you use to build all these orphanages and do all these good works?
但是你用怎样的手去做这些事情呢？
Clean hands or sin-stained hands?
是清洁的手还是充满着罪的手呢？
Sin-stained hands.
当然就是充满罪的手。
And God says all these hands already stained by sin. Whatever you touch will also be sinful.
神说我们的手都是沾满了罪的，不管我们碰什么东西，这些东西都是充满罪的。
That's why God says all the good righteous deeds of sinful men are like filthy rags to Him.
所以神说呢，我们这些充满罪的人呢，所行的任何善功好事呢，其实对他来说都是肮脏的这些破布。
And so God says, because of your sin, I have to punish every sinner.
所以神说，因着你的罪，我必须审判所有的罪人。
Because God is a just God.
因为我们的神是公义的神。
Remember, He is a God who will always do what is right.
因为我们的神，我们要记得我们的神，只行公义的事。
He can't just simply sweep your sins under the carpet and say, "Never mind, it's okay."
他不能够仅仅的就是。无视你的这个罪。
You don't want this kind of crooked God.
这样的神呢，我们也不要。
We thank God He's not like that.
我们感谢神，他并不是这样。
He is holy, He is righteous, and He is loving.
他是爱我们的，他是公义的，他是圣洁的。
He says, unless someone dies in your place.
他说，除非有人为你而死。
Because of your sin, you have to die.
因为你有罪，所以你必须死。
If someone can die in your place, the justice of God would have been fulfilled and answered.
那如果有人能够代你而死的话呢？那么神的这个公义呢就能够成就。
Can any other human being die for you?
但是其他的人类能够为你而死吗
？That human being has to be perfect and without sin.
那个如果这样的一个人要为你而死的话，他是必须是完美的，是没有罪的。
Because if he is not perfect and without sin, he has to die for his own sin. He can't die for your sin.
因为如果他有罪的话呢，他也必须为自己的罪而死，他没有办法为你的罪而死。
But all of us are born in sin.
但是我们所有的人都是就是生来就有原罪的。
We all know that we can see this day and night.
我们在我们的生命当中都可以见证这一点。
You look at young children; they know how to sin. They do naughty things even before they went to school.
你看这些小孩子们，他们去上学之前呢，他们也会做一些坏事。
And so God says, "I have to send my only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for man."
所以神说，我必须差遣我自己的儿子主耶稣基督呢，来为罪人死。
There is no other way.
没有其他办法。
And so He has to be born like you and me.
所以主耶稣基督他必须像你和我一样
诞生。That means from infancy to adulthood He must grow.
也就是说呢，他要降世为成为一个婴儿，然后逐渐的成长。
And that exactly was what Jesus Christ did. as you can see from the prophecy of Isaiah, for a child was given to us.
那我们从以赛亚的预言当中，我们也看到耶稣基督的确这样为我们降生为人，然后在这个世间成长了。
From birth,
他是降生为一个婴儿。
Just like you and me,
就好像你和我一样。
But without sin,
但是他是没有罪的。
Through the Virgin Mary,
是借着童女玛利亚。
He grew up and he lived a life perfectly.
他是借着童女玛利亚而生，然后他在这个世界上呢是完全没有犯罪的。
So that he could die on the cross as the perfect Son of God and the perfect Son of Man for your sins and for my sins.
好叫他死在十字架上的时候，他仍然是完全的人，完全的神，为的是你和我的罪。
That is the only way a sinner can belong to his wonderful government.
那么接受主耶稣呢，我们才能够成为他的这个政权的一部分。
As long as you remain in sin, you will have no part in his government.
如果我们继续活在罪里呢，我们就不属于他的政权。
Because his government will cast you to hell when you die in your sin.
因为如果你死在罪里的话呢，他的政权就会将你就是下到地狱去。
But how to be part of the government?
可是要怎样成为他的政权的一部
分呢？ Get rid of your sin.
就是要清除我们的罪。
How do I get rid of the sin in my life?
要怎样清除我们生命里的罪呢？
I have committed so many terrible sins.
我们犯了这么多可怕的罪。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was the God-man who died.
当主耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，他是人子也是神子。
His death and his blood is able to wash away every sin, no matter how terrible and heinous your sins are.
他的死，他的宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪，不论我们的罪有多么的可怕。
God the Father accepted what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross.
那么神父神呢，也接受了主耶稣在这个十字架上为我们所成就的这个事工。
And he demonstrated that acceptance by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
也就是说，他把主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Since death was the consequence of sin.When Jesus was raised from the dead by God the Father, God is telling us what Jesus Christ has done for you is enough to take away your sin so that you will not need to die.
那么这个死亡呢是罪的后果，所以当主耶稣基督一个完全的人子，完全的神子死在十字架上的时候呢，他就为我们担当了这个罪的这个后果，然后神将他从死里复活，也表示了他的宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪，能够叫我们不再死亡。
I hope you will ask in your own heart to your own soul.
我希望今天呢，你可以扪心自问。
What must I do for Jesus Christ to die in my place?
我要做些什么才能够让主耶稣基督为我的罪而死呢？
All you need to do is to believe.
那你所需要的仅仅就是相信。
To confess with your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.
你要由衷的去相信和接受主耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
You mean that's all I need to do? Yes.
你或许会问，这就是我必须做的吗？这么简单吗？
This is God's offer of the Lord Jesus Christ to you.
是的，就是这么简单，而这就是神所赐给你的一个方式。
All you need is to cry to God and say that I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord, as my Savior. I repent of all my sins.
你只需要呢向神呼求呢，告诉他我要忏悔我所有的罪，我要接受主耶稣基督做我的救主。
That's all you need to do.
这就是你需要做的了。
To cry to God and say that I believe that Jesus Christ died for me and rose from the dead for my sins.
告诉我们的父神呢，你相信主耶稣基督为你的罪而死，为你的罪从死里复活。
With all your heart.
你只要由衷的这么做。
Total absolute surrender.
绝对的完全的将自己的心献上。
Cry to him that I cannot save myself. Only Jesus Christ could save me and he did.
然后向我们的父神呼求，告诉他说我没有办法拯救自己，只有主耶稣基督能够拯救我。
This, dear friend, is Christmas.
这才是圣诞节的意义。
This is why Jesus Christ came.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督要降世为人。
He came just for you.
他来是要为了你。
To die on the cross for your sins.
要为了你的罪死在十字架上。
That you might have life eternal.
好叫你能够享有永生。
And the Bible says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
那么圣经告诉我们，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
700 years ago, when this prophecy was given,
700年前这个预言呢赐给了我们。
It had now become a reality for us.
现在呢，这个预言呢已经成就了。
We are now looking back 2,000 years ago what Jesus Christ did.
那么现在我们是回顾2000年前主耶稣基督为我们做的事。
From Isaiah's perspective, it was future. From our perspective, it's the past.
那么对以赛亚来说呢，他是展望未来，那么对我们来说，我们是回顾过去。
But everyone can look at Jesus Christ to be saved.
但是我们每一个人呢，都能够仰望主耶稣来得到这个救恩。
Isaiah was saved by looking forward to what Christ will do.
那么以赛亚也得救了，因为他展望主耶稣基督所要为我们做的事工。
You and I are saved by looking back at what Christ has already done.
我们也可以得救，只要我们回顾主耶稣基督为我们所行的一切。
That is why this child was born.
所以这也就是这个婴孩为我们而生的原因了。
Out of the billions of children that were born into this earth, none can come close to this child.
在这许许多多数以万计的这个诞生在这个世界上的婴孩当中呢，没有一个像他一样。
He alone can give to you what your heart and your soul long to have.
唯独他能够赐给我们我们心里所期望的。东西
the forgiveness of sin,
也就是罪的饶恕
the removal of the fear of death,
以及对死亡的恐惧
only in Christ Jesus can that become a reality.
它可以消除我们对死亡的恐惧，只有在主耶稣基督里才能够有这样的盼望。
That's how you belong to the government of this child.
接受主耶稣基督，我们才能够成为他政权的一部分。
That the Bible calls heaven eternity.
这也就是圣经告诉我们的这个天堂和永恒了。
Do not die in your sin, dear friend.
亲爱的朋友，不要死在你自己的罪里。
Because the eternity, if we die in our sin, is hell and ultimately the lake of fire of great pain and torment.
因为如果我们死在罪里，我们的永恒呢，就是永远的活在地狱里面受苦受难。
God loves you.
神是爱你的。
He doesn't want to see you end up there.
他不愿意你下到地狱去。
That's why he sent his only begotten son Jesus Christ to die for you so that you could be in heaven with him.
所以他差遣了他的独生爱子主耶稣基督为你而死，好叫你能够到天堂与他同在。
Only Jesus Christ can take away the sin in your life and also death in your life as well.
只有主耶稣基督能够消除你生命中的罪以及死亡。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典爱我们的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for this season of Christmas.
我们为这圣诞来感谢你。
Although the world has distorted the true meaning of Christmas,
虽然这个世界歪曲了这个圣诞节的真正意义。
Help all of us who are your children not to forget the wonderful birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是求主帮助我们不要忘记我们的主耶稣基督在这一天降世为人。
For he is.The Almighty God, the Counselor, the Wonderful, and He is also the Prince of Peace.
因为他的确是奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
He came to die in order that we might live.
他来是要为我们而死，好叫我们能够活下来。
And we thank Thee, O Lord, for what He has done for us by raising Him from the dead for our justification, that all our sins have been taken away from us.
我们要感谢你将他从死里复活，好叫我们称义，好叫我们所有的罪都得到饶恕。
We pray, O Lord, for Thy Holy Spirit to speak to all our hearts tonight.
我们求主你的圣灵今天能够打动我们所有人的心。
That we may receive the gift that You have given to us because of Your love for us.
好叫我们能够接纳你所赐给我们的这份礼物。
Help us not to cast your love aside from our lives.
因为你爱我们，叫我们不要忽视你对我们的爱。
Help us all to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior who died for us.
帮助我们来接受主耶稣作为我们的救主，因为他为我们而死。
But this we ask with thanksgiving and for thy glory in Jesus' name.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen. Amen.